You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Michaela. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I actually just got off the phone with somebody. I'm just saying, like, did they get an update? Like, how much longer will I have to wait?
Did you receive a text message with your ETA?
No, I didn't receive anything.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I go ahead and try to get this pulled up for you. It's 470-629-8081, the phone number that you used to call in with before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Tatiana Cox.
Could you spell the last name for me?
COX as in X-ray.
Okay. So nothing is coming up for you.
What? And I literally just got off the phone with him, man. He asked me all these questions, make and model of the car and everything, and you telling me nothing is coming up?
No, he may still be working on it. I'm not sure. How long ago it been since you guys got off the phone?
But it was 2:55. It's going to be an hour.
So I'm just going to repeat this phone number again. 470-629-8081.
Yes, ma'am. Is it popping up in my mama number? 470-521-6393. I just gave her my number and everything.
Okay, repeat that number for me again, please.
470-521-6393.
Okay. 470-521-6393.
Yes, ma'am. Nope. I'm not understanding why. This is crazy. Well, can I make a claim right now then, since the one I made an hour ago didn't go through?
I can go ahead and set you up for a new dispatch. I was going to just do that anyways because I don't see it at all. You spell your first name for me.
T as in Tom, Y as in Yo-Yo, T as in Tom, I as in Ink, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple.
Okay. And that phone number is 470-629-8081.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and could you give me that policy number?
It's 40-4735-28732.
Okay, and were you saying is four zeros or is the number four and the number zero?
The number four and the number zero.
Okay. Okay, and are there any dashes or anything in this number?
What do you mean, dashes?
Are there
it's
any?
40/4735 28732.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, when did you get your policy? Have you already used roadside assistance before?
No, it's my first time using roadside assistance.
Okay, and when did you get your policy?
May the 20th.
Okay, so I have your information pulled up. Can I have the policyholder's first and last name and also their home address?
Lanana Savage, 4197 Grant Forest, Sucker, Ellawood, Georgia 30294.
Okay, and can I have the year, make, model, and color of the disabled vehicle?
2011 Dodge Caliber Orange.
Okay, you said it's a Caliber?
Yes, it's a Caliber.
Okay, what's going on with that vehicle?
It's not starting. I just need to tow it to the house.
Okay, will the vehicle be able to shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes, it should.
Okay, is this vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel, or standard?
Is this a regular photo?
Okay. And will you be there when the provider gets there?
Yes, I think so. I'm not sure. It depends on how long. Because I've already been sitting out here for an hour. This point, I'm just going to go home. So I can't tell you.
Okay, and if you do leave, where will you be leaving the keys?
I could leave the key in the car. I mean, I'm at work. Nobody gonna take the car at work. The sheet can't even crank up, so the doors can be unlocked. The key can be left inside the car.
Okay, and where's the location of the vehicle right now?
I don't know. 1350 Lester Road, Northwest, Conyers, Georgia, 30012.
Okay, and it shows a bio lab.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where are you taking the vehicle to?
4197 Grant Forest Circle, Ellenwood, Georgia, 30294.
Okay, thank you.
And make sure we put it in there. If it depends on which way they come. It'll be the first bio lab, but I don't know which way they're coming from. But GPS really don't take them to the right one. But it's like a guard shed that they gotta come through. I'll tell the guard what's going on with the car, so the guard can let him. The guard not gonna let him in without me telling him. That's why I was like, it depends on how far they is. Cause if he not that far, I can sit here and let him through my badge with the guard. But if not, I'm gonna have to tell the guard. That's why I was like, it depends, cause we got a guard system at our job.
Okay, I'll just put in the notes to tell him to call before he gets there.
Yeah. They ain't gonna let him through the guard shack without acknowledgement.
Okay, it shows here that your benefit covers up to $50, but this service was calculated to be more than that. If you do accept the out-of-pocket expense, how would you be liking to make that payment if you do accept?
Oh, my God. You said it costs, they only cover how much?
$50.
And how much would I have to come out of pocket for?
I'll have to get in contact with the provider and see how much they will quote it.
Well, you probably have to do that first then. Just give me a price, because if it's too high, then I'm not going to do it.
Okay, that's totally fine. I have to call you and make sure you accept first before I even tell them yes or no.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so I'm about to go ahead and start contacting a few providers, and then once I do so and I get a quote, I'm going to go ahead and give you a call back.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Okay, you too.